I know some recipes in far greater detail than others. Take my mom's easy chicken and dumplings recipe. I can just about make that from muscle memory. Or macaroni and cheese. I don't know all the details, but I have a good grasp on an outline. You make a roux, add some dairy, and pour it over pasta. But there are plenty of dishes, and in fact, whole cuisines, that I have almost no idea how to make. After graduating from college and discovering this new concept called free time, I realized I could start to learn about some of these areas. I lucked out in that my first job provided a training budget with only one restriction. I had to spend it on things that helped me learn. Because I enjoy cooking, but have no formal training in it, I decided to use part of my training budget to take a cooking class. I'm Samuel Taylor. Welcome to my podcast. As I think about why I enjoy cooking, I realize that there are a lot of similarities between cooking and coding. Today on the show, we're talking about just a few of these similarities. Oh, and we're making a quesadilla. Up first, tutorials and deep knowledge. I love Alton Brown's show, Good Eats, because he doesn't just walk his audience through a set of steps and say, voila, you made cookies. Instead, he talks about the process of making cookies. Oftentimes, he brings out physical models to show what's happening at the molecular level. In this way, he's not teaching his audience how to cook a certain recipe. He's teaching them how to be a cook. Some coding tutorials simply walk people through the steps of creating a blog with Python, for instance. While there's nothing wrong with these kinds of tutorials, they are a different thing than an article which explains to its audience what the technical parts of a blog are, why they're important, and how they fit together. Neither of these approaches is necessarily better than the other. If a person has a strong background in Java API development and wishes to learn Python, a quick run-through of the steps to get an API running is probably more valuable than an in-depth article. By contrast, someone completely new to software development will likely get more value out of an in-depth article with a deeper explanation of the background. Number 2, reusable components. One of the parts of software development that I am fascinated by is the idea of decomposing problems into smaller problems that can then be solved by small units of code. For example, a data pipeline for a smart thermostat may have a class that is responsible for getting weather data from the NOAA, and then another class that takes that data and stores it in the database. If we find the right level of abstraction, each of these classes becomes useful beyond this specific use case. In the future, we may start selling our thermostat outside the US and need data from other agencies beyond this US-specific one. Ideally, we could simply write some new code for that agency and plug it into the existing class that stores stuff in the database. This is not entirely unlike the way a chef makes a roux or mixes a certain blend of spices for tacos. A roux can be turned into gravy or bechamel. That spice blend would also go great on a quesadilla. The magic happens when we start to understand what these components are and find useful ways to put them together. Our brain does this interesting thing called chunking, wherein we shrink a large group of information into a single coherent concept. Those little bits of information could be flavors and smells, or they could be lines of code. My understanding is that this is an evolutionary mechanism that allows our brain to do a little bit less work and be a little bit better at remembering things. I'll give you an example. When developing software, this manifests itself when we read a few lines and think, oh, this part of the code gets the subdomain out of the URL. Now we don't have to reread those lines or try to remember every nitpicky part of them. Our brain just thinks of it as the subdomain getting part of the code. When we have these chunks in our brain, we're able to combine them into bigger and higher order representations in our minds. We may start to realize that we can combine the intense flavor of garlic and ginger with something creamy like coconut milk and get a tasty soup. The nuance with software is that unlike food, which is gone once you eat it, a piece of infrastructure has almost zero cost to reuse. If we're able to find appropriate levels of abstraction, we can get a lot more value out of our code than we could have if we only used it in one place. Finally, mise en place. French for everything in its place, mise en place is a cooking technique in which the cook prepares her or his ingredients before starting the work of combining them to create the dish. If you've ever watched Food Network, you've probably noticed that the chef has a bunch of bowls with diced vegetables and measured quantities of spices. These cooks are using the mise en place technique to make the show go more smoothly and to make their job easier. In my own cooking, I have found mise en place to be indispensable. I've overcooked more than my share of vegetables because I didn't have the next ingredient ready or couldn't find a spatula. By prepping my ingredients beforehand and maintaining an orderly kitchen, I've dramatically reduced the number of catastrophes. Similarly, when coding, I find it useful to keep everything in its place. For instance, I use a tool called tmux to manage my terminal windows, and I find it useful to maintain a certain orderliness to the way I organize my windows. My list of working notes is in the first window, I use the second for long-running processes, and so on. By keeping everything in a specific place, I know exactly where my tools are at all times and don't have to waste any mental effort searching for them. I am much worse at cooking than I am at coding, which is probably a good thing because I don't cook professionally, but I still find myself being able to understand recipes more easily as I gain experience. I approach recipes and solving business problems with software in similar ways. Though the approach is the same, the results are quite different. Most notably, the outcome of following a recipe is much more delicious. Thanks for listening. Let me know what you thought about today's show by tweeting me. I'm at SamuelDataT. Or email me your favorite recipe. My address is podcast@samueltaylor.org. The music in this episode is by Gillicuddy. Find his work at gillicuddy.com. That's G-I-L-L-I-C-U-D-D-Y.com. Now get out there and cook something tasty.